Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. And it's a pleasure to have you here, and happy holidays. We're welcoming back and continuing our conversation with empowerment strategist Bonnie Worth. You know, at the holidays here, we are all shopping to find the perfect gifts, listening to heartwarming Christmas music, preparing scrumptious food, getting dressed up in our holiday finest for all the office parties. Actually, I love that. Why can't we do that all year long? It sounds good to me. But then some of us, you know, are bursting with excitement over the holiday festivities and the plans. There are others struggling with depression, heartache, or feeling stuck in an unsatisfying relationship with life. The holidays can be painful, isolating, reminders of the people we've lost or grown apart from. Christmas music that once uplifted you is now bringing back painful memories and not sure how to cope. In the next three-part series, empowerment strategist expert Bonnie Worth covers how we can beat the blues and look to the year ahead with hope. She says in order to feel the joy of the holidays, we should take a moment and a more realistic approach to the ways to heal. And it can start with counting our blessing for all we have and all we've had, and look towards a future of wonderful new opportunities. Life is full of transitions, and with each change comes new chapters and endless possibilities of discovering an even better future. That which you seek is absolutely within your grasp, keeping your spirits high and embracing the holiday season. Choose to stay positive, realistic, and determined to look towards the future with a clear vision, because life is certainly meant to be enjoyed. So get ready for Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's and Kwanzaa and everything else with joyful hearts and prepare for a wonderful future ahead. Positive message this holiday season from Bonnie, and we're going to welcome her back to the show as we kick off this series, these three-part series here on Close Up Radio. Bonnie, good to have you with us. Happy holidays and welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. Happy holidays to you as well. It is a busy season for sure. Lots on the go, as I'm sure many of the listeners are, you know, dealing with right now too, making sure we make the most of the holiday season.
So have you gotten all your shopping done?
Not at all. Not at all. That's on the agenda for the next few days. I'm going to be one of those last-minute shoppers in the mall.
Right, exactly. Well, as we look forward to continuing to experience this holiday season, Christmas and New Year, many people are very excited, but others, again, are struggling. We really need your words of wisdom to help us cope. Tell us, what are your words of wisdom for this holiday season?
Well, you know, I sat really thinking, really sit with this one a lot, because I have to remind myself of this as well with everything that I've dealt with in my life, is to remember that this is just a season, that like everything, the holidays are going to come to an end. And so if you are someone who is struggling right now, it really can be difficult, you know, to look at surviving that season, but in it is just to keep breathing. You have the strength within you to see it through, and you will see it through.
That's really important, right? To have that positive way of thinking. You know, if a person is struggling with a hard breakup or divorce and missing the presence of their partners, how can they be more connected to the holidays? Is it natural to dwell in the pain?
It is so natural to dwell in pain. It truly is. And we can either fall forward into that mourning and sadness, or we can suppress it. But regardless, that pain is there. It dwells until we're ready to feel and to process through it. So again, it's important for that to take place, for us to feel how we feel. But we also don't want to give too much of our time and attention to sit around indwelling or feeling awful. The holidays holidays are meant to be spent with the people we love, the people we care about. So I would really encourage everyone to keep busy with the people you love. That's really going to help lessen the impact of who's missing in your life, and it's going to help to remind you of the people who love you, who support you, and who you are blessed with in your life. Being able to do this also, you know, helps to support the resiliency of a recovery, the resilience of recovering from the loss of the relationship, and it lifts your spirits. So anywhere that you can lift your spirit this holiday season is going to help you to make your way through.
That's, again, crucial and really, really important advice for everybody to pay heed to. What about missing loved ones who have passed? That's always tough for all of us. How can we deal with Christmas music that is so beautiful and heartwarming and really stirs the emotions, but it also stirs memories in us as well, all kinds of memories flooded back?
It's not easy going through the motions of holidays, especially when you're grieving. The holidays can really lack meaning, especially with that most significant person in your life missing. Now, that might be the loss of a close friend, a fur baby, a family member, and it is one of the hardest challenges that we as human beings have to face. When this feels so unbearable, you know, it becomes amplified during the holidays. The key here is practice self-compassion. The Buddhist understanding of compassion, it means patience, it means kindness, it means grace. And so this is not only about extending compassion of the season towards other people, but also looking to be compassionate with our own self. When we lose someone we love, they feel so far away and distant to us. So when we can be compassionate with ourselves, we're honoring our grief, and therefore we're also at the same time honoring the love that we shared with them. As far as the Christmas carols go, Jim, change the channel. If those Christmas carols are bringing you down and they're triggering painful memories for you, change the channel. Play some music that you enjoy, that uplifts you, that helps to put you into a place of feeling celebratory of the memory, as opposed to being depressed from it. Celebration of any kind, even if it's a, you know, not only lifts our spirit, but it ultimately helps to boost our well-being. And when we understand the, you know, the non-physical world, anything that helps us to alleviate some of the grief that we feel, celebration is the very thing that draws forward the presence of our loved ones to us. So the more that we can, you know, give ourselves opportunity to pause and be mindful and do things to support our well-being, practicing that self-compassion, where it actually allows the spirit of our loved ones to be closer with us during this time as well.
Why is it important for people to reach out to you if they're struggling to cope and cannot get out of their feelings of helplessness and depression?
Yeah, you know, And something we hear time and time again, talking to someone is the most beneficial thing we can do. It is the first step towards our healing. And now talking, in this day and age, it can be talking on the phone or being, you know, connected and gathering with the people we love, but it can also be reaching out through the text messages, you know, online conversations, anything we do to express ourselves ensures that we're no longer suppressing how we feel. It's releasing that emotion of the situation or circumstance that we're in our life. And the advice and love from someone else can really help to transform our reality, even if that is only momentarily. The key in navigating difficult, you know, emotions is about finding relief from how we feel, one small step at a time. So even talking to someone through a text message can help to alleviate and bring some relief.
That's great. What about families in crisis, for instance, estranged or arguing? How can they experience holiday bliss when the family structure is in turmoil?
This is probably one of the most challenging of situations over the holidays. When we look at, you know, our own emotional or mental wellness through the holidays, just as we shared earlier, that there's a lot of joy in the season, but it also triggers a lot of trauma. It triggers a lot of loss. There's a lot of financial stress that starts to play out. So it actually can be a catalyst for a lot of difficulty within home environments. I know it certainly was that way for me as a kid growing up. As excited as the holidays was, it was also a time of dread because we knew that there would be something that might happen that would, you know, create an upset or some chaos within our own, you know, turmoil within our own family life. So during times like these, I always encourage my clients, and again, to a practice that I fall forward into every single time, and that is to move into a space for some prayer. Prayer is our first language, and it is a way of expressing how we feel. It's the very thing that connects us to something beyond our situation, something beyond what we are experiencing in our reality. And it's not important how we pray. This is, you know, I've long let go of the structure of prayer being, contained within religion. This is about when no matter how we pray, it creates possibility. We're reaching out to a loving intelligence, something of greater power in this situation, and we become more available for transformation. Seeking assistance in this way for peace not only gives us hope, but it also supports us to find that momentary peace, even in the most of tumultuous situations. And then, of course, my fallback is always towards gratitude. It is the very thing that helps me to refocus on the things that are going right in my life, the blessings I do have, the people and the joy that is available to me, the sun shining, the very things that help to lift my spirits. Gratitude, not only, I always say gratitude saved my life, but it continues to be a practice that I fall forward to during times when I feel like the situation is hopeless. I've said my prayers and I need to feel a little bit better and find relief. So I really encourage listeners to look at following, that approach as well.
That's great. What about ways to cope with stress during these times? Having to shop, host parties, cook. Sometimes some people are standing in the return aisle at the department store. Some people are on the other side of the counter working the return aisle, dealing with all the customers, returning everything. God bless those people.
Right. Oh, well, I'm going to say from one perfectionist out to the world of the perfectionists that may be listening in on today's show, lower your expectations. Allow for this year to be different. It's okay. We may not have the energy, whether that be mentally or even physically, to uphold the very things that we normally do from year to year. So whether that be, baking 12 different kinds of cookies or needing to get the perfect gift, just move into a place of giving yourself permission to pick a few things that you really love to do instead of doing it all and let the rest go. We are so, one of the taglines I always say is that we are perfectly imperfect. So let the imperfection just be a part of the holidays. And you're going to see that that's going to help to alleviate a lot of pressure, a lot of stress, and maybe bring a little bit more joy into your life too.
That's important. The holidays are also a time of giving. What are some ways we can give to the less fortunate? And how does that sort of boost our spirits as well?
Helping others is everything to me. It feels so good to help someone else feel good. It helps knowing that you've made a positive difference in someone's life, whether that be a very small gesture to something more meaningful, not only lifts their spirits, it's the very thing that contributes to the spirit of this season and ultimately helps to lift everyone's spirits, including your own. So some of the ways that you can look at giving is, we can do this from the simplest things to the most overt extenders towards others. Giving your smile, holding a door for a stranger, little things like letting them in front of you at the, you know, at the till or pull in front of you, you know, in traffic. Those are little ways that we can give to extend that spirit of generosity through the season. We can also volunteer our time. We can do baking for neighbors. I mean, there's so many little things that we can do that can help to make a really big difference. One of the things I really encourage people to do is volunteer. Go to, you know, an animal shelter, go to a homeless shelter, go to the hospital, the hospice, and just be there. Share some love this holiday season, and you're going to see it can make all the difference in someone's life. I once had someone say to me, when I was out shopping, as I smiled at him and I said hello and I opened the door, he stopped and he said, "You're the very first person today that even acknowledged that I existed. You can't even know how much your smile has meant to me." Those little things are ways that we can give to others through the holiday season. It helps to combat those feelings of isolation. It helps to alleviate depression simply because it feels good. Anything we can do to feel good is important.
Yes, absolutely. And those Christmas cookies, they taste good, which leads to feeling good.
Don't they ever?
You know, the stuffing and mashed potatoes and all of those, the taste good leads to the feel good.
Yeah, right.
And as you and I talked about it, you know, I like to feel things. I can't
right.
wait next week to feel those. It's all in perspective, right? It's all in how you look at everything.
It's all in perspective,
gotta laugh.
Exactly.
You got to laugh. Speaking of laughing, how does self-care, levity is very important. That's a great way to experience self-care is just laugh. Laugh at yourself, laugh at the craziness mm-hmm. of life. But also things like meditating and yoga help us sort of deal with stress. Laughter helps you deal with stress. It gets everybody in the room, you know, laughing, and it sort of equalizes the room, and it deamps, and it melts the ice and all. But then when it's maybe a singular thing where it's just you mm-hmm. meditating and yoga, that can really work for sort of deamping, decompressing, and reducing stress, right?
Absolutely, it can. And the key within some of these practices, not only meditating, yoga, even spending time out in nature, anything that we can do to create a little bit of solace or to slow things down for ourselves, soothes our nervous system. And as we soothe our nervous system, we naturally begin to feel more balanced, more settled within ourselves. And so we can use these practices as a way to help us to handle everything with more peace. When we're more centered, we're more settled, we're able to respond to the challenges that we might have in front of us. We're able to, you know, get all of the baking done or create, you know, check everything off that list. We're able to do it with a lot more ease. When we're settled and we're in that more soothing space within our own self, it allows us to handle anything that comes our way. Whereas when we're not engaging in self-care practices, when we don't have any kind of routines in place to support us, we come into anything from a reactive state. And when we're reacting to anything, that's generally when things begin to become more chaotic, even more stressful, and can make things even more challenging to keep up with. So our practices, the self-care, even, you know, self-care, we can look at even having a bath or, you know, taking time to slow down in the shower, anything we can do that brings us into momentary silence is a way to really support us through handling the busyness and demands of the holiday season.
You know, is it important not to indulge in sort of the addictive habits like overeating and drinking just because it's a time of parties and festivities? How do we sort of remind each other to stay safe in that regard?
Overindulging. Well, I think it's important for us. One, we need to enjoy our life. And sometimes we need to give ourselves permission to eat the cake, to eat the extra cookie, to enjoy, you know, some of the treats and the meals that are prepared over the holidays, to, you know, raise a glass of wine to our loved ones, whatever it is. This is about celebration. And so we can't deny ourselves the opportunity to celebrate our life. I agree with what you said earlier. If we would just do this for the whole entire year, we just have the festivities and get together and allow for that spirit to carry through, it would definitely make life much more enjoyable, right? It's less focus on the hardship and more in terms of prioritizing who and what is important. I think that's the key within the holidays. And we need to give ourselves permission to enjoy. But the overindulgence piece is what we need to, you know, keep into or bring into consideration. Anything where we overindulge, so not only does it feel good in the moment, but it can be a way of coping or of numbing out how we actually feel. And when we do that, as we come away from that party or we come away from that meal, now we begin to feel guilty. We begin to feel guilty about, you know, overeating, maybe something we said when we, instead of, you know, maybe something slipped out that we would normally have just had running in our head instead. And so that guilt can create a doorway to other emotions such as regret and anger, and which all of it leads to self-criticism, to negative thinking about ourselves. It's the emotion that basically where we tell ourselves that we are letting ourselves down or we're letting others down because we're not meeting a particular expectation or standard. And so we need to remind each other every day, not just at the holidays, that we are loved, that we are appreciative of each other, that we are, you know, even reminding, you know, encouraging and reminding everyone to get out and go for a walk, whatever it is, just so that we are focusing more on the people who are in front of us and not the plate of goodies that's in front of us. So, you know, things that we can do to engage conversation, to have outdoor activities or play games are all things that take us away from overindulging as a way to cope, and we can replace it with joy instead.
Hey, we were in Target, and when we were going down the toy aisle, we picked up Connect Four and Twister.
Oh,
we're going to have a lot of fun with Twister with the family.
Absolutely. You bet. Oh, my gosh. I know our family, too. We love to play games, and so anything that challenges us, makes us feel silly, really helps to, you know, increase the memories for the season, that's for sure.
Exactly right. Yeah, absolutely right. And, you know, and remembering when you were a kid could be a beautiful thing as well. Also,
right.
How can we find healing in a spiritual way? Because this is a very spiritual holiday on many, many levels.
Anything we can do that creates an expression of faith is really going to help to bring some of that healing towards us. This is where, again, we begin handing over our worries, our cares to a higher power. And the moment that we do that, even if we were to say out loud that I can't handle my life like this anymore, that's a silent prayer into the universe. It can be something that is expressed verbally, something that's written down. It doesn't matter. And the moment we do that is the moment that we become available for the healing. It happens very naturally. So anything we do that helps us to fall forward into faith, these practices that we have in play are the very things that can begin to increase that healing for us. I always encourage people to journal. I think journaling is one of the healthiest ways that we can express our emotions, that it really allows us to connect to how we feel, what our challenges are, and it's another way that we can express it to our higher power. The key is to always remember we're actually not alone. We've never been alone, even though we feel lonely, even though we may feel isolated. This is about actions that help us to express faith in the unseen and know that we are loved, we are being supported, and all we need to begin to do is to ask for that assistance. And we can do that in terms of, you know, through our prayers, through our meditation. But again, keep it simple. Write a letter. Something between you and your heart is enough to express or make way for healing.
Very important on so many different levels. What are some of the joyful ways we can connect with family without ending extravagantly?
Tis the challenge of the season, isn't it? And
yes,
with the way our economy is, oh my goodness, this has been something that is at the forefront of everyone else's mind. I think, you know, here, this is about keeping it simple. We look at, you know, we talked about overindulgence within the season. We overindulge at this time of year. Like, we need to prove to someone that we love them by buying something extravagant or something expensive. And yet our time with them, our presence matters most. So, you know, how do you avoid it? Make opportunities to spend more time with each other, not just at the holiday season, but throughout the year. And you're going to see it's going to lessen the need to, you know, overextend on something really extravagant, because you're going to feel and be more connected throughout the whole year.
Very true. Absolutely. And for anybody that might be listening who's already picked up the gift for me that's a little extravagant, you don't necessarily have to return it right now. I'll take it.
Right. Remember that for next year, right?
Right, yeah. You can apply next year going forward. I mean, we don't have to go through the trouble of returning and all of that.
Right. That hassle of standing in line. Yes, all of
yeah,
that. Exactly.
Yeah,
so thoughtful of you, Jim.
I'm looking out for you with that. Absolutely. That's it.
And yeah, you know, I think anything we do that we can have fun with people this time of year, those are joyful ways. We just talked about that too, those board games and being
that's
silly,
right.
And the inner child. We need to give ourselves permission to play. Right? Life is serious, and I love how you're playing even with the audience right now. We need to play. We need to laugh. We need to do something fun together.
When's the last time you actually got a white Lexus with a red bow around it for Christmas like they show on the TV commercials?
Right?
As
not
a Christmas
in this
gift.
Lifetime.
Yeah, as a Christmas gift, exactly. Honey, I bought two,
exactly.
One for you and one for me. Really? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
It's the other thing too is, you know, we're talking about all these ways to get through the holidays. The holidays are also a wonderful time to connect with friends we may have even had a disagreement or falling out with too, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because the holidays help us to shift our priorities. We're no longer caught up in, you know, the work, maybe work mode, or at least for the most part. We're taking a little bit of reprieve. We're stepping back from the demands of our life. And it gives us opportunity to really shift to what matters and who matters in our life. And really, not just at the holidays, but any day is a good day to reconcile. Any day is a good day to extend peace and to forgive. So not just at the holiday time, but, you know, of course, every day through. But we look at it, it can be such a great time for this to take place, because it can be the ultimate gift that we give ourselves and the other person.
Yeah, on so many different levels. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
This is really, you know, fantastic information that we're sharing here with everybody on the show, and we'll have more coming up as well. You'll be back on the 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern, and then it's also
I will.
So just on the cusp of Christmas and Hanukkah will be in full swing for folks celebrating Hanukkah, and then of course just before the New Year on the 28th of December as well to sort of take us out with more ways to get through and look forward to the new year as well. Bonnie, always a pleasure chatting with you, and thanks so much for sharing this great information. I encourage folks to go to the website, bonnieworth.ca, that's BONNIEWIRTH.ca, to connect with Bonnie. But again, looking forward to the next upcoming shows through the holiday season, and thanks for all the witty advice and important advice, and thanks for joining us today.
It's been my absolute joy. Thank you so very much, Jim.
You are very welcome, and happy holidays to you and yours. Everybody, happy holidays to you. There's some good ways to get through the holidays, practical ways that you can apply starting right now. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. We'll be back in less than a half hour with another great guest for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, happy holidays, everybody, and thanks for listening to Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.